Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 182.
What's up, team? In this one, we're talking about how your brain is like Google. Let's go. T-Money, how often do you Google stuff?
Like several times a day.
I am so fascinated with learning and researching. My favorite app is Wikipedia. I'm on Google all the time. It's just a great resource tool to uncover things. What did we do before we had Google? Ask Jeeves? No, encyclopedias? I mean, reach out to people, pick up a phone, call a friend? I mean,
what do people do?
I know you're too young. But the reason why we kind of open with this question is I want us to associate how Google is an amazing search engine. And it's a resource that goes in the ether, the internet, the world wide web, and uncovers solutions to your problems. Or I don't know something. Let's ask Google and it pops up a bunch of options for you. Now, there are some ads that we have to be aware of. I want to start thinking about our life, about our brain and our mindset is very similar. Where your subconscious is finding ways to answer questions that we ask. Energy flows where focus goes. So the reason why I bring this to your attention is because I think a lot of us, imagine if you're going to Google and you ask Google, Google, why am I so unhappy? Why am I not healthy? Why am I not loved? Why do I not have what they have? What you're asking Google, you're going to find answers that probably make you more sad, upset, and depressed. So I want this episode for you to do is pretend your brain's Google. And if you want better answers, better results, better momentum, better solutions, ask better questions. So what if you flip the script and say, or how can I be happier? Or, well, let's research what good things do I have in my life? Or what are skills that I can optimize? Go back to this truth. Energy flows where focus goes. Like attracts like. So T-Money, what are some questions that you want to get better at when you look at your life, look at your career, look at where you are right now? Like, do you get in these kind of negative thought traps where we are ruminating on things you shouldn't be focusing on because we're stuck in this pattern of TikTok, Instagram, always comparing?
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point right there that you made with like social media and everything like that. Like you see other people and you're like, how can I be like this? Why am I not like this? Why is their life appear so good? When really ask yourself, like, what can I do better? What can I do to make myself feel better? What makes me happy? I think that's a super important one right there. Yeah.
Or how about this one? Let's make a list of things I do have. Let's make a list of the strengths that I have. Let's make a list of how can I bless people. Let's make a list or ask questions. How can I optimize every talent, every skill, every curiosity that I have? Or what am I curious about that I can do more that gives me energy? Or let's think of like when was I in a flow state most recently? Or when was I in the zone? Or when was I happy? What was that doing? So I just want us to do a better job, team, Master Mindset listeners. Let's try this week to ask better questions and maybe some prompts as your mindset coach. Let's write down, hey, what do I have? What am I good at? Who do I have? Who's in my life that I love? Who loves me? What are some opportunities I have in front of me? What gets me excited? What do I want? And what's awesome about your brain is the conscious brain is the goal setter. The subconscious is the goal getter. This is going back to the RAS, the reticular activating system. That's a cluster of brain cells that filters out what doesn't matter. It's like a heat-seeking missile to attract and get what you choose to focus on. So if we're focusing on negative stuff, your subconscious is going to find answers to affirm. It's called confirmation bias. You're being biased to the wrong things because you focus on the wrong things. So today's mental workout is super clear, super simple. Let's shift out of this old pattern, team money, of asking victim questions, lack scarcity questions, problem-based questions. Let's move towards solution questions, abundance questions, optimizing what we have questions and focus on that. And you're going to get ideas, omens, hunches, solutions to solve those problems. Your brain is like Google. You want better answers in your life? Ask better questions. T-Money, you're a stud, bro. I love you so much. I can't wait to hopefully see you this summer, right? Am I going to see you this summer? Going back to Cali? Let's do it. Well, T-Money, you know what to do, homie. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.